So just to show you that we try to organize an algorithm when we have to decide and take a decision making our patient in which way, you know, to lead with from surgical point of view. And you can see this is one of the steps of our algorithm, and every, you know, decision is supported by a literature review. And so obviously we assess the problem of risk of post-mastectomy radiotherapy, and so when we have local advanced breast cancer and we know that radiotherapy is unavoidable, we try, you know, to get in there with the patient talking about the problem of delayed autologous tissue, but unfortunately today, you know, women are really demanding on breast reconstruction in immediate situation, and so we have to face the problem. And we try, you know, to follow our clinical investigation to put an expander, but using a different approach nowadays. You know, we started in 2003 with this clinical investigation without knowing the benefit of fat grafting. And I will show you now what we are moving on. So when we have a high risk of post-mastectomy radiotherapy, knowing, you know, that we are in a stage two, so we discuss about delayed or short expansion during chemo and change for permanent, as I showed you before. When we have to face stage one is low risk of radiotherapy, implant-based breast reconstruction,